leaving the marsh, going south on the marsh trail. As you leave the marsh, going south, you will cross the culvert that is the main drain for the upper marsh to the lower marsh. Once out of the marsh, there's a trail going to the right. It goes past a recently thin tree planting that was planted in 2005. The trail turns to the right at the west property line and curves around to a bench on the edge of the largest pond that was created by the mining of marl in the late 1940s. Now, returning back to the main trail, if you go about 50 feet further south, there is a trail going to the left. This trail starts in the meadow, but soon there is an oak woods on the right and a young tree planting on the left. The oak woods was grazed by livestock until the 1960s and had overmature trees harvested in 2017. The harvest openings are full of young oak saplings. The planted trees on the left side of the trail, which is north, are the remains of an American chestnut breeding orchard. Part of the American Chestnut Foundation program to breed blight-resistant American chestnut trees. These remaining trees represent the fourth breeding step of six breeding program to produce blight-resistant trees. You are welcome to keep and eat any chestnuts you might find on the ground. Nuts fall around the end of September. The nuts fall out of the spiny burrs and land on the ground. They are hard to find because the wildlife eat them as soon as they fall. Back on the main marsh trail, head south through the meadow. The wildflowers are very pretty during parts of the summer. The bench in the meadow is made from white pine from the property. As you cross the south side of the meadow, the main lane turns to the right, and as the lane turns to the right, there is a side trail to the left leading to the Lily Frog Pond. Take this side trail to the bench under the willow tree for stop number 4.